CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Let's do another one.
Yeah, why not?
23rd of August, a Tuesday. Perfect day to do a radio show.
Yeah, it's cold, though. Did you have frost on your car this morning?
I did have a frosty window. Did you have a frosty window?
I did have a frosty window.
How'd you get that frost off?
I just went the typical water.
I'm not sure if I updated the folks, but someone did suggest when we were talking about this, you can just use cold water. It works as well as warm water. I did try that one time. Didn't work.
Oh, mine was cold water.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
Got it all off. Didn't work for me.
Oh, weird.
The frost stayed there. It was almost like the cold water turned to frost. It was like, thank you. I'll add this to my frost.
Just don't put boiling water on it.
No. Then you start getting cracks, don't you?
Yeah.
On the way this hour, today in history, we're going to play Who Dat today with Gretel Colleen.
Oh, I love Gretel.
The one, you may remember her, she said, now let's have a look. Now let's have a look, because you had a great time in the house. Now let's have a look.
That's like spot on, to be honest. I'm having flashbacks.
She used to host Big Brother. The original and the best.
Yeah, honestly.
Gretel. Can we spot her voice from a line number three? We'll find out soon.
I reckon so.
I'd like your permission to swap around the 5-second rule in the taste test, if that's all right today.
Okay, we can swap it around.
Just because I got we can reveal right now that I got the world's hottest gummy bear, right?
Oh, for taste test Tuesday, yes. You were telling me about this yesterday. I'm a bit nervous. The world's hottest gummy bear.
Australia's hottest gummy bear. So maybe there's hotter ones out there. I don't know. Australia's hottest. Savage gummy bears, extreme triple X hot. Lots of X's. That means hot.
I don't do hot food.
Well, it's up to you. It's a two-player game, though.
It's a game.
It says two-player version, made with Carolina Reaper. Can you handle the heat? And there's two rules for the Savage Gummy Bear Challenge.
Okay.
The two rules are, first one, the gummy bear must be fully chewed. Second rule, once eaten, you must go without relief for 7 minutes, which is why I sort of wanted to do it first, and then we can do like 5-second rule while we're...
Okay, so we're going to do it right now.
No, we'll do it after Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
cool.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get really nervous.
If you're cool to do it.
Oh, I got to do it. It's for the show.
We'll do it after Gwen Stefani. Cool. And then we'll do 5-second rule while our mouths are spiced.
Oh my God, I can't do chili, let alone Carolina Reaper.
Gwen Stefani's going to cool us down now with Cool on CFM. Good morning, Tuesday. Welcome to it. Gwen Stefani on CFM. Later on in the show, we're catching up with Tanya from Why Not. They're looking for Tasmanian youth stories. Also, we'll talk tech on a Tuesday with Richard Pascoe.
I'm so nervous about this, Adam.
Yeah, she's nervous because today, of course, Taste Test Tuesday. Just eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it. Really,
okay,
is,
that's what we're going to do. We're just going to eat it.
A taste test challenge today, really.
Okay. All right.
The Savage Gummy Bear Challenge. It's a two-player edition. You need two hardcore chili heads, it says here on the box.
Mm-hmm.
The box is quite big, but we've gotten some very small little gummies out of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit disappointed. Should I touch it with my hands? Or
you're disappointed that they're small? I don't think you will be once you start chewing it.
It just looks so tiny compared to what the box was.
Yeah, but that's good because it's filled with Carolina Reaper.
Oh, I'm
worried to touch it because I just know it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
If I rub my eyes or something with.
Okay, I probably shouldn't have.
And the rule is, I'm going to get my timer out too.
Okay, 7 minutes.
You have to chew it and then no relief for 7 minutes. So you just we're ready to go. I'll start this timer.
All right, we got to clink it though.
Obviously, we're going to clink it. Goes without saying.
I've just touched it with both hands. Whoops.
I know.
Okay,
clink.
Cheers.
And now are we going to start chewing?
Send it.
Start that timer. Oh, it's already spicy.
Holy moly. It tastes disgusting.
Yep, Carolina Reaper flavour there. That's not good. That's not good, is it?
Oh my God, Adam, that's so hot.
It's actually pretty hardcore, isn't it?
Oh my God. For 7 minutes. Have you chewed it all?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
All right, we're 30 seconds in.
Oh my God, my mouth is on fire!
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, home of the Ning Ning Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Alrighty. The weather is really hot. It's really hot. Oh my god.
It's been 5 minutes with no relief. Ari's being sick. I'm really sorry about this one. This was a mistake.
This was such a bad idea. I feel like I'm gonna vomit. Oh my god.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, stop.
No more spicy challenges. Okay. Pussycat Dolls.
Oh my god.
CFM's Adam and Ari, 24 past six. Just don't swear.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna lie, I did just vomit in the bin in the studio.
There's only one bin in here, so I went to the toilet, but I also vomited. I think we made it to like 7 minutes though without the relief, right? It burned on the way back up too.
Oh my god, it burned. It's burning in my stomach. Darren's looking next door like, what the heck is going on? Adam, my mouth is on fire and I can't have milk.
I'm sorry about this.
I really didn't think it was... I knew it was going to be hot. I just really didn't think it was going to be this hot.
No, me either.
They need to put the gummy bears and those pies in Penguin.
It's the hottest thing I've ever eaten. I've never vomited from something being so hot before.
And you like chili food. I can't even have too much pepper. I actually think I'm going to pass out.
I think we've done enough on this show with the chili challenges. We can
put it to bed. Can you feel it like literally going to your stomach? Oh my god, when this comes out our butts, we're gonna die.
Hopefully it won't. We vomited it up.
Oh, might be safe. So sick.
But look, we will skip a 5 second rule. I think we've earned it. Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari's gone out to run ahead under some water. If you're just joining us, we've just done the Savage Gummy Bear Challenge, Australia's hottest gummy bears. Well, I don't think either of us would have done it if we had known how bad it was. We're currently having our stomachs ripped apart, I think. Both of us have vomited this morning. And Ari, I hope she's okay. I don't think either of us would have done it, as I say, if we had known the dangers that lurked ahead. Next up, we're going to play Who Dat with Gretel Colleen, original Big Brother host. We'll play that next after Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott, CFM. Lost Frequencies, Callum Scott, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 22 to 7. Just went downstairs to grab some milk and there are some loud vomiting noises coming out of the toilet. I hope Ari's okay. We've just done the Savage Gummy Bear Challenge, and I feel a little bit bad because it was all my idea and Ari's really not well right now.
Oh my god, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
We're going to play Who Dat right now with Gretel Colleen, original host of Big Brother Australia. The one that said, let's have a look. Now, let's have a look at the clip because you did have a great time in the house. This is your chance to go into the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment and a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50. I'll run A, B and C, the clips, and you tell me which of the three clips is Gretel Colleen. The other two are not. The phone number is 1300 655 922. This is clip A. Is this Gretel Colleen?
This is the airlock, the entrance to Big Brother's domain.
Or is B Gretel Colleen?
A lot of people watch Big Brother and a lot of people bet on Big Brother.
Or is C Gretel Colleen?
If you're going to tell me, when I've worked on a show for 6 years, yes, that we have edited something...
1300 655 922. Which of those three clips do you think is Gretel Colleen? We'll run them again. This is A.
This is the airlock, the entrance to Big Brother's domain.
B.
A lot of people watch Big Brother and a lot of people bet on Big Brother.
C.
If you're going to tell me, when I've worked on a show for 6 years,
yes,
that we have edited something.
1300 655 922. Which one is Gretel Colleen? I wonder where she is now. What's she been up to? Well, Gretel Colleen. CFM. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Earlier in the show, we did the Savage Gummy Bear Challenge. We're hurting right now because of it. Spicy gummy bears. But right now, we're doing the Gretel Colleen Challenge.
Oh my god, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Teresa from Devonport on to play Who Dat this morning. Teresa, are you a fan of spicy food at all?
No, not really, no.
No, I don't think you'd enjoy these gummy bears then.
No.
They make you very sick. It's not fun. We shouldn't have done it. I don't know why we did it. All right, Teresa, I'll run these three clips. You let us know which one you think is Gretel Colleen. This is A.
This is the airlock, the entrance to Big Brother's domain.
B.
A lot of people watch Big Brother and a lot of people bet on Big Brother.
C.
If you're going to tell me, when I've worked on a show for 6 years,
yes,
that we have edited something.
Teresa, which one's Gretel Colleen?
C.
If you're going to tell me, when I've worked on a show for 6 years,
yes,
that we have edited something...
It is C. Nice one.
Thank you.
You are in the draw for a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for the flue, clean and wood heater assessment, plus a Thai Imperial food feast to the value of $50, and we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Okay, thank you.
Clip A was Sonia Kruger and clip B was Jackie O.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari and I have done the Savage Gummy Bear Challenge earlier today, and we're hurting, especially Ari. She just called the studio from the toilet where she's vomiting right now, saying, can anyone please bring lemon to the studio? Apparently lemon kills chili. So if anyone can bring lemon to the Devonport studio, please do. History next, CFM.
Kygo and Imagine Dragons on CFM. It's 7:08, and Ari is back in the studio.
My God, that...
How are you going? You all right?
That was not okay. I cannot... No.
You were very sick. Are you feeling better at all, or you've just managed to walk up?
It was just like this massive hot flush.
Yeah.
And then I had to get naked.
Did you get nude in there?
I had to, because I got crop top on, and it's like all hot here. So then I was, in the toilet, with my head in the toilet.
And nude.
Pretty much.
It's weird. Hot food makes you want to take... I took my hat straight off as soon as we ate it. I need this hat off.
My mouth is burning. The liquid coming out of my nose is burning.
Oh.
And I'm lactose intolerant, but I've had a glass of milk. YOLO. I would rather go sit and do a poo than have my mouth still burning.
It is
so
the worst.
I've got us a little dessert.
Thank you for that. What is it? Ice cream.
Remember that time we taste tested ice cream?
Yeah.
I remembered about
with
it.
The pepper berries.
This is the one with what is it? Oh, Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, it's just a couple scoops of ice cream.
Non-dairy for you.
I can feel it in my stomach.
Non-dairy.
Honestly, so hot.
Well, let's take stock and look at history. That'll cheer you right up. Your favourite segment.
Today in history. That happened
thousands of years ago.
Here we go. 23rd of August today. We'll have a look at it while in pain. By the way, if you're just joining us, we ate Savage Gummy Bears, Australia's hottest gummy bear. The hottest thing I've ever had.
So sick.
And we're probably never going to do a chili challenge again because I think we've done enough now.
Yeah, I'm done.
I think that caps it.
A max capacity.
It was on this day in 1974, John Lennon reckons he saw a UFO in New York City. John Lennon of the Beatles. He wrote down in his notebook, on the 23rd of August 1974 at 9 o'clock, I saw a UFO.
Surely they like to take some substances.
You are exactly. They're druggies, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they
What sort of UFO you been seeing?
Exactly. I'm sure he's seen all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? It was on this day in the year 2000, the very first season of the US version of Survivor ended. With a guy named Richard Hatch being pronounced the winner. But the hugely popular series was credited with launching the entire reality TV fad of the early 21st century. So sort of the OG reality show ended its first season. With a good theme tune.
They did have a good theme tune.
Did they ever eat spicy stuff?
I was thinking the same thing!
I think they just ate coconuts and stuff, didn't they?
Nah, they had food challenges, but it was like weird bugs and
fire ants or something. Stuff. On this day in 2007, the hashtag was invented.
Sorry, when?
On this day in 2007.
2007?
The hashtag was invented and first used in a tweet by US product designer Chris Messina. Obviously, the hashtag comes from Twitter. And on this day, it turns out the giant tortoises are doing you a favour, Ari, and we didn't know. It was a huge discovery this time last year. Video evidence of a giant tortoise hunting and eating a bird was revealed for the first time.
Oh, good on a tortoise.
Tortoises previously were thought to be only herbivores. That was a big discovery.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
If it's snowing where you are right now, please send us some photos. I'd love to see that.
Might be that gentle snow that melts when it hits the ground, though. Might be hard to take a snap of.
True.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like my insides would like to be cold right now.
Coming up this hour, we're speaking to Tanya from the Youth Network of Tasmania. They're looking for Tasmanian youth stories. Also, Word Sanger on the way. Dog News on the way. And today we want to talk about the Humble DVD.
Do you still have any DVDs? And if you do, we're curious to know what they are.
Yeah, what DVDs do you have hidden in the cupboard? Oh, you've taken a photo of your collection.
Yeah, just so I don't forget.
I completely forgot.
I got a couple of box sets of TV shows.
What ones?
Dollhouse, Ideal, Twin Peaks, Skins, Angel and Buffy.
Oh, yeah, I love that you've got...
Oh, and The Office.
UK, Buffy.
UK.
Oh, no.
Don't get me wrong, it's the UK Office.
No.
I'm not a maniac.
I love how you've got Buffy, though.
Yeah, well, see, most of these I'll just watch on the computer anyway, digitally, because it's easier than popping a DVD in.
Yeah.
But with Buffy, the new remastered high-def version is awful. The colour correction's all wrong. They haven't cropped out the crew. You can see...
You love your Buffy.
You can see shots of the crew. It's awful. So I'd rather watch the original as the artist intended. Yeah. I've got a few other movies, like some David Lynch ones, a lot of music DVDs, a Die Hard box set.
Oh, yeah, Die Hard's pretty good.
Oh, and the Chasers War and Everything collection.
Oh, yeah.
You've got some.
Bad. Yeah, I've got some DVDs, Adam, but I actually don't own a DVD player. Or I don't even have a CD input in my laptop at home or on my computer.
Why don't you check them out?
Well, I don't want to chuck out my... What if I want to eventually watch them somehow?
Then you'll watch them digitally
sure
on a streaming service.
I'm pretty sure has a DVD player. I'll just be like, hey, can I borrow your DVD player?
What are the DVDs you've got?
I've got Wild Child, Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. I've got the OC box set. I've got One Tree Hill box set. I've got quite a few Law & Order. A Bones box set. NCIS box set. Yeah, a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, even if you had a player, you'd still be streaming them and watching them digitally.
Yeah, true.
Because it's
just easier.
But what do you have? Do you still have some DVDs? Let us know, 1300 655 922, or pop a comment up on CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport Facebook page. We'll get to some of your comments next. Sugar Ray plays now. This is CFM Adam and Ari. Feeling good?
Are we?
Yeah. Sugar Ray on CFM, 13 past 7. Adam and Ari for your Tuesday.
It is snowing in some places. I have requested that you send through your snow photos. Brandon has just sent through 4 pictures of snow, and it settled too.
Oh, it did settle.
South Nyetta.
Nyetta?
Let it snow, let it snow. Yeah, oh, I don't really love snow. Don't mind if it's cold and it's snowing, but if it's freezing and there's no snow, it's not as romantic, is it?
Well, just wind I don't like.
Oh, yeah, wind.
Get rid of the wind. Keep the snow, yeah. Get rid of the wind. Today we're talking about DVDs. Do you still have any DVDs? Diane's written in. Now, you're frustrated, Ari, you've got DVDs but no player. Diane's written in. She's got so many DVDs, mainly music. Yes, there is a DVD player in the house, but oh my God, can't find the remote for it. Even more frustrating. You've got a player right there.
No. So not only would you have to get up every 4 episodes to change the DVD, you'd also have to get up and press play for every episode.
And how do you turn on the commentary track, which I know you probably love listening to commentary.
Totally want the commentary track.
We all listen to some commentary, don't we?
Oh, that's devastating.
How annoying.
That is not good.
Juanita's written in. Juanita's got masses of DVDs, lots of different series, heaps of Stephen King movies and horror movies. Watch them all the time. Still watches them.
Catherine said, I have to for when the internet and TV reception are dodgy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember the other day? It wasn't the other day. The other month when all the internet went down, the Bass Link got broken.
That was a bit weird because I was like, oh, I actually can't do anything.
Pull your DVDs out. I had to get the actual wireless out to listen to the radio.
Actually, that's so true, isn't it? Mm. I don't even have that at home. That's not good enough.
Shame. Do you still have any DVDs of your own? CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. Give us a call, 1300 655 922. Adam and Ari.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Susan, you've still got some DVDs?
I have hundreds, and I watch them. I have quite an eclectic mix.
Yep.
I have the original Star Trek movies. I have the Transformers series. I have Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones, lots of drama, and lots of mafia movies.
Right, and you never thought of upgrading to Blu-ray or anything? You love the DVD?
Oh, I have Blu-ray because I get the Blu-ray DVDs, but I also use streaming services, but I much prefer the sound quality and the picture of DVDs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
Well, I suppose sometimes when you're streaming, you are buffering at a certain bit rate, and sometimes the quality does go down.
Absolutely. And it's the buffering that drives me insane.
Yep. Oh, isn't it the worst? You're halfway through a movie and you see that circle and it's like, oh, loading.
Well, you got it lowers the quality sometimes when it's loading slower as well. This is why I like to pirate it. You load it in the first place and then watch it back.
Stop. Eagle. Oh, well, that's amazing.
Thank you, Susan, for your call. Have a great day.
Bye.
Dog news next, actually. Something different. See you then. Ari, I can't remember if you told me or not, but to your dog, Santi, if you've ever had to put her on a plane at all?
No! No, but this December I might need to.
Yeah, right, see, there we go. Well, these guys had to put their dog on a plane without them. So a Virgin Australia employee has brought a panicked dog owner to tears with his incredibly kind airport act.
Oh, stop.
Jason Thornhill, a pit crew member at Sydney Airport, took matters into his own hands after spotting Rose Schofield's distraught message in a local Sydney community group about her blue American Staffy Cara. Miss Schofield asked if any locals were on the same flight as her rescue dog, Cara, leaving Sydney on Friday morning just gone and arriving in Western Australia just after midday, local time. She and her partner, James Kiss, relocated to WA in April, and they were finally settled enough to have their almost eight-year-old companion join them, but were frantic at the thought of Cara's flight going wrong. I pray someone is on that flight. If so, I'd just like some updates. When you're boarding, etc., and if it leaves on time or if it's delayed. I will even give you a lift if you need to get anywhere from the airport once you're here. That's what her post read. A little over 12 hours later, she'd been sent a private message from Mr. Thornhill, who happily informed her Cara was all smiles when he saw her just before she boarded. Sent a little picture as well. Gave her a little scratch, he said, and she just started smiling. She was really calm and chill. He said he often checked on dogs before they flew, given he's a major, major animal lover, but he'd never actually owned a dog himself. After his sweet interaction with Cara, he sent Miss Schofield a message and a photo of her smiling in the little carrier. "Hey there, I saw your post about Cara," he wrote. "I work for Virgin at Sydney and thought you might appreciate an update. She's all smiles and just waiting to be loaded onto the plane right now." Pictures and everything.
Oh, my God, how beautiful is that?
Yeah, it went a long
way. No words for that. That's so kind.
Went a long way to alleviating the stress as well from Miss Schofield, who was worried about Cara, worried she'd feel like she was abandoned like she was 5 years ago because she's a rescue dog.
Mm.
So she's worried Cara would be worried about being abandoned, but because of all that stuff. The screenshot of her exchange with the Virgin worker showed her profusely thanking Mr. Thornhill for his sweet gesture. "You've actually made me cry. I'm so happy. You have no idea what you've done and how much calmness you've brought me, considering yesterday I was a mess," she replied to him. The delivery of her precious cargo had gone far smoother than she'd even expected, with Cara being collected without issue by an amazing gentleman in Sydney at 6 a.m. After safely delivering her to the cargo drop-off, he called to say everything went smoothly and she didn't even bark.
Oh, my God, how beautiful!
All's well that ends well. Cara's with the owners and Cara's calm and the
and
owners
happy.
Are calm.
And getting pats.
And getting pats as well, Kelly.
"No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films."
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, give us a buzz. Dial 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
All right, get it ready because it's so easy today. So fingers on the dial right now. Word Machine Theo, what's our easy clue?
Your words for today are gummy and hunt.
Gummy and hunt. Gummy something, something hunt. What's the something in the middle? 1-300, look at those lines.
Yeah, super so easy. As soon as you said gummy, I was like, I know what. Don't even tell me the second word.
Lines are going mental. Look at them. Should we sit back and just watch them?
No!
Watch them flash.
Go to the phone!
1-300-655-922. We're looking for the word that joins up the word saying gummy something, something hunt. Red Hot Chili Peppers playing now. Red Chili and all that. Since you left. Okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers on CFM. It's 7:45.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Miller from Devonport is on with us to play Word Sanger. Also, good work, Miller. You were the first one through, so you were very quick. We'll give you the clue again, and you tell us what word goes in the middle.
Your words for today are gummy and hunt.
What do you think, Miller?
Is it bear?
The word for my sanger is bear. Gummy bear. Bear hunt.
Well done, Miller.
How about that, Miller?
Congratulations. How do you feel?
Good.
That's good. Well, you're also in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. So you can go get a beautiful plant, maybe like a unicorn pot with a cool plant in it.
Sure.
That would be cool.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We have on the phone with us Tanya from the Youth Network of Tasmania. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys are on the hunt at the moment for some Tasmanian youth stories. Can you tell us a bit more?
We absolutely are. So the Youth Network of Tasmania is working in partnership with Brand Tasmania to unearth a Tasmanian youth story. So we're really keen to have a conversation with young people between the ages of 18 and 25 years about what it's like to be a young person in Tasmania, both the good and the bad.
So yeah. Why is this important?
Look, young people are central to our future economic, social and cultural success. So it's really important that we hear young people's stories, their experiences of what it's like to be a young Tasmanian. You know, what are they most proud of, least proud of? What would break their heart if they had to leave Tasmania? And what would lure them home? So we know that many young people have strong views on issues that impact them, and they have really limited opportunities to connect with decision makers and influence public policy. So through these conversations with young people, we can create an authentic Tasmanian youth story and help decision makers to better understand the views of young Tasmanians.
Yeah. I absolutely love that.
How interesting.
So much.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with these stories?
Look, this project builds on the work of Brand Tasmania in 2018 when they spoke to hundreds of Tasmanians to unearth the Tasmania brand. So that was to understand what it means to be Tasmanian. So we want to hear from young people as we seek to deepen the Tasmanian story. So, you know, we have a unique difference here, and so preserving what makes us different and being able to articulate it to the world is really essential for our success and our sustainability, and young people are central to that.
Yeah, 100%. That is so powerful. So if you are a young person and you're listening and you want to share your story, where can they go to share their story?
Yeah, sure. So if they get in contact with the Youth Network of Tasmania, they can visit our website, which is www.whynot.org.au, or they can visit our Facebook and Instagram pages, and that will direct young people where they need to go. I think it's really important to say that we promise that these will be a fun and authentic conversation, and there's no way for young people to prepare. They just need to rock up and be themselves, because they already have the answers. Conversations take roughly an hour. We can have a conversation in person, in your local community, or online. And to thank people for their time and their contributions, we're offering individuals $100 gift vouchers.
Oh, hello! So if you're 18 to 25 and you'd like a $100 gift card,
absolutely.
Share your story.
It's a small token of our appreciation to say thank you. We value your time, and we know that you're really, really busy. And so to have a conversation, we understand, you know, it takes time out of your day. Mm. So, yeah.
So say why not? Go
exactly.
For it.
Absolutely. So our team are visiting the north and northwest of the state between September 12 and 30. And so if you are a young person 18 to 25, you want to talk about what it's like to be a young person in Tasmania, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
Definitely.
Oh, how awesome. Thank you so much.
That's Tanya Hunt. Tanya Hunt from Youth Network of Tasmania. More info at whynot.org.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning all. Before 9 o'clock, it's a Tuesday, so we'll talk tech on a Tuesday with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Pretty amazing.
He wants to talk about, Father's Day tech gift ideas. Also, there's a song that could potentially crash people's laptops because of a frequency.
Which is just absolutely crazy. What? We need to find out details.
And he also wants to run through a few of the things that our smartphone has replaced. Heaps.
I just need to ask you, Adam.
What?
Have you had some chili burps?
Not for a bit, yeah. Earlier, we ate some Carolina Reaper gummy bears, is what she's talking about there.
Do you feel better?
Oh, not 100%, but I'm not having chili burps, to be honest. We did both actually puke, so I'm hoping that will help us.
Yeah, I really hope that did help.
With the digestive process. Also coming up, Chorus Kings, Come Fly With Me. Someone's getting $250 to spend at Rex Airlines for giving us a call yesterday when they heard that plane sound effect. Birthday book on the way as well. Also, just on the discussion of do you still have any DVDs, if you go to the CFM Devonport Facebook page, Jeff has posted a picture of his collection. There's got to be at least 600 there. Just a wall, a bookshelf
full of DVDs.
So you can go have a look at his collection. Also next, Ari, I've got some hard facts and stats for you. You're always saying, oh, you don't use Facebook because you're old. I've got the facts. What age group is it using Facebook?
Okay, here we go.
Hard evidence. Next on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Ari, you're constantly on me case about not using Facebook because apparently I'm so old, too old for Facebook.
Well, you didn't use it when Facebook was in its prime.
Yes, I did.
You did, but then you deleted it, or you don't have enough friends on there, or
I had heaps of friends on there. I deleted it because didn't like it.
Yeah,
just like the Gen Zs.
Well, Gen Zs don't use it.
Yeah,
but I still think it's weird that you don't have a Facebook page with all your school friends and stuff on it.
Well, I've got a Facebook page so I can access the CFM accounts. By the way, CFM Devonport, CFM Bernie.
That's the only reason why you have it.
Yep.
But like when we go to contact your old school friends, I can't go stalk them because I can't go through your Facebook page to find them.
Yeah. Because I don't really use it. It's a newer account. I used to have an account, deleted it, wiped it all. Gone.
So I know that, lots of people don't use Facebook.
But I used it in its heyday. Its heyday being 2012 here.
Maybe you should have just kept all your friends.
No. Back in 2012, 94% of teens had a Facebook account. Now, apparently, only 27% of adolescents say they're on the platform. So it makes me more like a teen than an old person. Facebook predicts as well that teen users of its flagship app will plummet by 45%, a further 45% over the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's going to get worse.
Zuckerberg's panicking apparently in meetings and stuff. He's saying we've got to get these young people back on our platform.
Mm-hmm.
But Insider.com spoke to several teens who gave a variety of reasons for rejecting Facebook, including Zuckerberg's history and the platform's increasingly older demographic. So,
Maybe you're old. I hardly use it, but I do use it for work and to keep in contact with friends.
Hmm. Trey, a 19-year-old, said he preferred other social media platforms like Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. Facebook has owned Instagram, obviously, since it was purchased for $1 billion in 2012.
Since then.
And it's very popular. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't like Zuckerberg or Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Apparently 81% of teens use Instagram. So they still have a hold on the teens when it comes to Instagram. But And there's a girl that they talk to, Alexis. She's 14 and she says, as long as older people are on there, I'm not using Facebook. It's seen as an older person.
And like, it's just like, please.
Yep, they don't like people ranting about their neighbourhood problems and memes they think are funny and all that kind of stuff, according to the young people. They see it as an old person platform where they do old, tired memes from a year ago
and
that are out of date.
Because like, there's old things that I would do, like tag friends in memes, because I can't help myself because they're just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tag a friend in it because it's just a habit. So that's like our generation now classifies as old, like doing that is an old thing to do. But then there's even older people on there doing older things.
Yep. So as I say, it doesn't make me old, it makes me young.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
21 past 8, time to shout some birthdays out. These have been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au through the CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booths and plenty more.
Okay, a huge happy birthday to David from Ulverston. Happy birthday to my beautiful husband, the nicest guy I know. Have a great day, babe. The Big 60.
That's it?
That's it.
Just David today. CFMTAS.com.au to get birthday entries in. Next up, someone's getting $250 to spend with Rex Airlines. The new Devonport to Melbourne route has begun.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Yeah. Alrighty, have you been listening out throughout the day for that sound effect of a plane?
Whoosh. All you need to do throughout this week, if you want to win, is, yeah, just call up. 1-300-655-922 when you hear that sound. Lots of people called yesterday, Ads. Lots of people. And it's now our turn to call the lucky winner.
Okay, so you've selected. I haven't selected this, but you selected.
Randomly selected.
You selected the Adam fella.
Number generator.
Yep, okay. The number generator selected the Adam fella who loves
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, and his last name's Ledbetter. And as we know, Ari, there's a Pearl Jam song called Yellow Ledbetter. So. So not only is he lucky that he's been born with such good taste.
It's fate that he's won today.
He's won, so let's call him.
Wonder if he'll answer.
Well, Adam speaking.
Hello, Adam?
Yes,
Adam. Is it Adam Yellow Ledbetter?
It is Adam Yellow
Ledbetter. That's his theme tune, Adam Ledbetter.
Hello, Adam.
How you going?
Good. How are you going?
Awesome.
So lovely to meet you over the phone, virtually. Hey, would you like to go to Melbourne sometime soon?
I would love to go to Melbourne.
Ah, well, congratulations. You've won yourself a $250 voucher to spend with Rex Airlines, so you can indeed go to Melbourne soon.
Awesome. I was planning a trip to go to Sydney and Brisbane, so it's going to work out perfect.
There you go.
So good. Congratulations. And you're a bit of a Pearl Jam fan.
Very much. Saw them a few times. That's because I'm old. But, yeah, awesome. Awesome band.
Oh. Just want to say, he just said because he's old, Adam Davison.
What year did you first see him?
Did you hear that?
97, I think, was the first time at Eastern Creek.
Would have been at 98 if it was in Australia, but, yeah, close.
Oh. I'm so old, I don't even know what year it is.
Man, he saw him in the Yield Tour, though. That's pretty cool.
We need to have a who's the biggest Pearl Jam fan off between you two, a competition.
I think it's we should.
I'm going to hook it up.
Yeah,
we'll
we've
be
got
in
his
contact
number.
With you, Adam.
Sounds good.
Okay.
But in the meantime, enjoy your Rex Airlines voucher.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time to play Chorus Kings. We want you to pick up the phone and finish the chorus. We'll play a snippet of a chorus. If you think you know the next bit, give us a buzz. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
All right, here's the line. We need the next line. What comes next? Phone number 1-300-655-922.
That surely is easy.
Easy comps this morning. Look at the lines light up there. Should we sit back and watch them blink again?
No, stop!
One more, we'll gaggy. What comes next in the song? 1-300-655-922.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Nina from Wynyard is on with us this morning to play Chorus Kings. Nina, we'll give you the line and you take it from there, all right?
I can't sing, but I'll try.
Oh, that's okay. Enthusiasm
exactly.
Will get you that win.
Go, Nina!
Hey, yeah.
That's good. One more, one more.
Hey, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, is right.
Well done, Nina. Congratulations, you've done it.
Thank you so, so much.
You're more than welcome. You're in that draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Well done.
Woo-hoo. Outcast on CFM's Adam and Ari, 9 minutes to nine. I wonder if neighbours still lend each other sugar.
Oh.
Retro?
Probably not. Actually, my neighbour dropped off honey the other day.
Well, there you go. It still does happen.
Yeah,
still.
From his bloody eye at the back. I was like, oh, fresh.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Joining us to talk tech on a Tuesday once again is Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Thanks for being with us again, Richard. Can we have a look? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, always, Richard.
Don't want to stop him saying that.
Yeah, no. Say it again.
It's a pleasure.
There we go.
We can do that for, we can just do that for the whole segment. We'll say how good each of us are.
Yeah, back and forth.
Oh, my God, wouldn't that be the best?
That'll make some good radio.
So not good radio, but okay.
All right, shall we have a look back, Richard, at all the things that our smartphone has replaced for us?
We'd be going for about 10 hours if we did that. Yep. So we'll just pick a few things out. Smartphones replaced our landline. If you've still got a landline, only scammers ring it. Get rid of it, people. Hardly anybody's got one now. The answering machine. Before voicemail, remember what you said, that physical answering machine for taking messages. A thesaurus. I thought this was interesting. If we want, you know, we used to have a book called a thesaurus if you wanted your writing to sound smarter. Encyclopedias. Before Wikipedia, we used to have expensive encyclopedias down in libraries and schools. If anybody wants to buy an Encyclopedia Britannica, by the way, that my ex-wife made me buy, please contact me.
selling.
phone books as well. White pages for people, yellow pages for business out there. They're about the... I don't think many people don't seem to even get them now. Polaroid cameras. Back in the day, the Polaroid camera was great fun. Instant gratification on there as well. People used to say we take certain photos with our smartphones. Now, that was probably the first sort of photo they took with a Polaroid. God, I've kept that clean. Letters, greeting cards as well, the address book, and believe it or not, the atlas as well. We used to have atlases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Flashback to them good old days. That's so weird to think back and realise how much the phone actually has done
amazing
for us.
Some of the things. Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird. Talking about phones and laptops and all things tech, we like to play music. What's going on with Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation? Could crash people's laptops?
Believe it or not, it could have crashed people's laptops. But so 1989, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. Great song for some people, but the tune could apparently crash people's hard drives because it had a weird frequency on it. So it turns out the song contained a natural resonant frequency for a 5400 RPM laptop hard drive. What it would do is the frequency could cause the hard drive to vibrate to the point of failure. So what they had to do was actually put a filter in a computer's audio receiver that actually would remove the frequency before processing. So, yeah, there's a little-known fact about Rhythm Nation.
Wow.
Yeah, right. How interesting is that? Be careful out there, Janet Jackson fans.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to look at it in our library, but it's not in there, so we're safe. Definitely. I won't play any.
Probably, you know what? It's probably a good thing it's not in the library.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't that good. I only picked it out because it was an interesting story.
Exactly, yeah. And Father's Day coming up the 4th of September. Any tech gift ideas for us?
Yeah, we'll give you a couple this week and a couple next week. The Echo Dot, it's a little smart speaker out there. Can play Dad's favourite music, check the weather, read the news, and even switch off smart lights if you've got it installed. It's about $44. If Dad always forgets to charge his phone when he goes out, why not get him a little power bank? $30, he can carry it. They're really light and small and do a great job. And for something a bit more expensive, what about Sennheiser noise-cancelling wireless headphones? Built-in equaliser, 30 hours battery life, voice assistant compatibility, intuitive controls, everything you could need for some peace and quiet while listening to an audiobook or watching TV or, you know, if he's at work. They're about $179.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very nice. Love a good set of headphones.
Who doesn't?
They're always handy, aren't they? Especially with travelling too.
Exactly. Thanks so much. It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. You can contact him at adelaidetechguy.com.au or talktech.com.au if you need tech advice or if you need an encyclopedia.
Just like
there we go.
Them.
That's what we like.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Tuesday morning with Adam and Ari for breakfast. We have a bit of a Tuesday morning gift.
We sure do. Agfest kicks off tomorrow. How would you like to go? We've got a double pass up for grabs. All you need to do is give us a buzz right now. 1-300-655-922. First one through the lines, you can take it.
Yes, and come visit us when you do go. We want to see you say hello. I remember you from the phone call.
Hello, darling.
On the way, you too, Rehab and Amy Shark. This is Usher. Get it on. Give us a call. You want the Agfest pass. Get it on. You got to get it on. Little John.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Today we're talking about DVDs. Do you still have any and what are they? Rodney has written in. Rodney's still got about 500 odd DVDs and zombies make up about 200 of those.
Wow, he's a bit of a fan of a certain genre.
I think so.
I just googled, Adam, most or top selling DVD for 2021 was Wonder Woman.
Right, okay.
Wonder Woman.
People still buying that on DVD.
So people were still buying DVDs.
I think it's because it's a comic book movie and comic book people like to have collector's items and that kind of stuff. I reckon that's why, you reckon?
Do you reckon it's opened though? Because I know sometimes the comics are more valuable if it's not opened.
Maybe not. Maybe it's still sealed. It's like a deluxe super edition.
You know what would actually be smart? To go buy a DVD player ready for the future. You know? To keep it in the cupboard for years to come. Because right now, do you have a VCR player?
Do you mean ready for the future or ready for the past? You think you're time travelling back or forward? What are you talking about?
Ready for the future because it might be worth a lot.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying now.
You can't get them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still currently now buy a DVD player, but in the future, will we be able to?
Look at all those Betamax players. They go for $1 million.
See? Okay. But still, I feel like it could potentially be worth a lot.
You reckon? A DVD player.
Maybe.
I wonder how much a Betamax player does fetch.
$400.
You can get one for $100, so they're not really worth anything. So that'll be the DVD player in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You could get $100 for that thing.
Nintendo 64s go for a lot.
People do love those.
They are good.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, get one just in case. I want to play your DVDs if you don't have one like me.
Yeah, sure. Imagine Dragons next, CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Before we go, just a reminder, Agfest, we're going to be there Thursday, Friday.
We sure are. We'll be broadcasting live from 10 a.m. all the way through until 2 p.m. And if you come and see us on Thursday and Friday, you'll be in the draw to win two nights accommodation for two people at the Stanley Seaview Inn. With complimentary continental breakfast for both nights, or I guess technically mornings.
Yep, so just come visit us at Agfest for your chance to win, all thanks to Stanley Seaview Inn. How about that little prize?
Oh my God, it's going to be amazing. The fact that you're going to come and see us on site, it's going to be so good.
We'll be sitting there with a high vis army.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how much high vis we could wear.
The high vis are a community, by the way. When I used to work at a warehouse and wear high vis, one time I was driving past some high vises on the side of the street doing some work or something.
Yeah.
Grabbed me high vis vest from the bottom of the car and waved at them and was like, hey. And they were like, hey. It's a community.
Honestly, that doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all. But yeah, definitely come and see us. We're going to have lots of fun. There'll be lots of cool things on our site as well. And we can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, we're there Thursday, Friday, so we'll be broadcasting as well right here on your FM from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Jellyfish Bosch Band will be covering breakfast those days.
Oh, my God, he will be. So don't have too much fun with him.
No, he's next with your Workday Hits. Bye.